Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, Most Merciful. The following Jummah khutbah was given by Sheikh Hafiz Abdul Wahid in Masjid al-Farooq in Houston, Texas, USA, on November 27th, 1998.
Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة. من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد واهتدى ومن يعص الله ورسوله فإنه هوى. أما بعد، فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ما كان للمشركين أن يعمروا مساجد الله شاهدين على أنفسهم بالكفر، أولئك حبطت أعمالهم وفي النار هم خالدون. إنما يعمر مساجد الله من آمن بالله واليوم الآخر وأقام الصلاة وآتى الزكاة ولم يخش إلا الله، فعسى أولئك أن يكونوا من المهتدين. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في مقام آخر: في بيوت أذن الله أن ترفع ويذكر فيها اسمه يسبح له فيها بالغدو والآصال رجال لا تلهيهم تجارة ولا بيع عن ذكر الله وإقام الصلاة وإيتاء الزكاة يخافون يوما تتقلب فيه القلوب والأبصار. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في مقام آخر: وأن المساجد لله فلا تدعوا مع الله أحدا. صدق الله العظيم. مباركا لكم جميعا المسجد الجديد. Congratulations to all of you for this new masjid. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this masjid as source of guidance. May Allah make this masjid from where the voice appears, قال الله وقال الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم, that Allah has said this and the finger has said this. This is a great occasion. Please note that. This is a great occasion for all of us. Long awaited dream for all of us, for me, which Allah has fulfilled today. This is a great blessing for the community, the masjid, built on taqwa. أَفَمَنْ أَسَّسَ بُنْيَانَهُ عَلَى تَقْوَى مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرِضْوَانٍ أعمالي لك فيه. If you do thanks, I will give you surely more and more. But if you do not give thanks and show ingratitude, then remember my punishment is very severe. And normally I used to say, and this is true, it's a custom. This is law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If a person does not acknowledge the gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and show disrespect to any gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah takes it back from the person. Gift of health, gift of wealth, and every gift, if you don't respect it, don't thank Allah, Allah will give it back from you. So we do thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has given us this great gift. We have been deprived of that opportunity of Imam Baba. He was supposed to come and deliver this khutbah today here, but he apologized because of non-preparation of the paper in time. But he promised that I will visit you some inshallah after Hajj. So he instructed us, go on, start the masjid. And his dua will be with us, inshallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me this opportunity to stand over here before you. I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I do not pray. May Allah save me from riya and suma. Sure. But وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ. Allah has said that whatever I have given you blessing, show it. Acknowledge it. So this is a blessing of Allah which I acknowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me this chance today to talk to you. As you heard two khutbahs before from our brother Nateen, مَنْ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ النَّاسِ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ اللَّهِ. Anyone who do not thank people, he cannot thank Allah. Under this hadith, we thank those people who helped us to build this masjid. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fulfill the promise of the Prophet to those people. مَنْ بَنَى لِلَّهِ مَسْجِدًا بَنَى اللَّهُ لَهُ بَيْتًا فِي الْجَنَّةِ. Anyone who builds for Allah masjid, this is condition for Allah, which negates everything. Then Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Allah builds for him house in paradise. For him or for them. So we are sure Allah's promise will be true with those people who build this masjid. And we thank them and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now thank them with your tongue as we are going. But this is not sufficient. We have to be thankful to Allah with our deeds. That is the best way to thank Allah. How can you thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How can I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That we have to think about. Masjid has been given as a gift to us. How can we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We have not spent any money on it. This I suggest today for you to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was the responsibility of the local people to build the masjid. It was the responsibility of you, me, and others to build the masjid. But Allah has given us as a gift. Now, thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help the build masjid in other places. This is right on you. his enemy and enemies, and help the people, those who are building masjid in USA, in your own city, help back home to your country. Either build yourself or participate. That would be the best way of thanking. And also you heard in last 2-3 khutbahs, I am glad that he is here, Brother Nasim, that he also pointed out, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُوا مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Allah does not change the plight of the people who do not change from within themselves. Today we want to change ourselves. Because if you do not change, Allah will not change your condition and my condition. We must change. And that change must be positive. Before I request you to change, better it is, let me change her. That's the best way. And this way becomes more effective. If I do not change, and I ask you to change towards good, it will not have any effect. That is why even most of khutbahs, they go useless. Because we say things which we don't do ourselves. You determine in yourself what positive change you will bring for this subject, for yourself, for your family. I will suggest it that first of all, I declare my change today on this great occasion that I will be searching this masjid with the help of Allah without taking any dollars from any partner, including ISDS, including Al Farooq Foundation, or including anyone. My services will be free, inshallah. And that would be my last check from ISDS. I will work with that with ISDS, with Al Farooq Foundation. Billah, for Allah only. No more pay. No more paycheck. Because then I realized that when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam opened the first masjid in Medina, no one appointed or promised to him any salary. No paycheck was promised for him. He did work for the masjid without any salary, without any money. Why should I not follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? This is the sunnah of the Prophet. I must follow this sunnah. And alhamdulillah, following this sunnah, I promise with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so Allah accept my services for this masjid or for the community without any worldly gain. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept my offer. Questions may arise in the mind of some people, then how safe from you will be. Alhamdulillah, I have experienced anyone who trusts Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah never lets him down. This is my blind faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. Anyone who shows taqwa to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah makes for him exit. And he provides him from the sources he has never imagined. So this is first in Allah, which Allah wants from every one of us. But since we are human beings, we cannot go without any means. Only to let you know, alhamdulillah, this This is for tawaf, not for money here. But alhamdulillah, it is going on. So I don't have any problem. So this is my change. Now your change. What is your change? Now you change yourself. If I change, of course Allah will help me. That promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Promise of the Prophet. If you change, Allah will help you. Think any change, positive change today. Not only choosing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Positive change and look at it. Man kana lillah, kana Allah. Anyone who hands over himself to Allah, Allah becomes no problem. The best change is I suggest to you. Come closer to the masjid by halting around the masjid. Save yourself, save your family, save your children. Come closer to the masjid. This masjid or any masjid for positive change. Even though you have to pay more. But if this is your intention, of course Allah will give you, show you that point. And those people who are living close to masjid, for them changes that become regular masjid of this masjid. If they are praying one salah, it is, they should increase it into two, three. Allah may forgive you for Zuhr and Asr, you are a job, but not for Fajr and Isha or Maghrib. Make this habit regular. Bring your children to the masjid and increase the appearance in the masjid. You know that hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is? There are seven persons who will be under the shade of Allah on the day of judgment. From these seven, what is وَرَجِلًا قَلْبُهُ مُعَلَّقٌ بِالْمَسْجِدِ إِذَا خَرَجَ مِنْهُ حَتَّى يَعُودَ إِلَيْهِ. A person whose heart is attached to the masjid and he is out of masjid until he comes back to masjid. And our hearts are attached to our own house, our family. When we are out, we come back. When our job is finished. When we go to school anywhere. When we are free, we go back to home. Our hearts are attached to our home and house is life. But a person who replaces this house with the house of Allah, will be given the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the day of judgment. Bring this change. Instead of running and rushing to your home, rush and run to the masjid. That is the change which I request from you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to bring change, positive change. One thing which and thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more is that we want this masjid become abad, ma'mur, populated. And there are many ways. One way is that alhamdulillah, as I announced 4 months back, that we are going to open madrasa in this masjid, inshallah. That dream also is close to be fulfilled. I read few lines. After getting blessing of a new masjid, this one, Masjid al-Farooq, now Allah Ta'ala is blessing us with a full-time Islamic institution. Darul Quran wal Hadith. Factors. We want to share this blessing with other Muslims of the USA by offering study opportunity for their children. Plaza Siam Vitali. Mentioned before, 4 months before. Number one, to strengthen our youth spiritually against the strong deceptive influence of Shaitan around them. Number two, to prepare them ready khatib for the Islamic Center in USA as a short-term solution. The third one, to help our youth qualify for getting admission in the famous Islamic universities of the Muslim world. Right now, if you go over there, they don't admit them. They have to wait for 2 years, 3 years to learn Arabic, either here or over there. We will prepare them to be ready to get admission over there, inshallah. Our syllabus will be based on only fundamentals. Number one, reading of the whole Quran with tajweed. Number two, studying the meanings of the Quran with tafsir. Number three, memorizing at least 5 juz of Quran, 1/6 of Quran. Number four, study of Samaraj, Sahih al Bukhari, Sahih al Muslim. Number five, Arabic language with grammar, Aftaq wal Na'am. And the last one, other short courses and lectures on Islamic history, great personalities, communication skills, etc. Some information. Class will start, inshallah, on January 25th, 1999, and will graduate in December, year 2000, inshallah. Your children, they are students, or from any place of the USA. Registration from December 1st to December 31st. No tuition fee will be charged. Boarding facility will be arranged for the outside students. At the rate of 250 per person, we will arrange from surrounding apartments, inshallah. Minimum qualification. High school graduate and having completed the reading of the Quran. Exception, new converts exempted. Deserving students will get scholarship. On graduation, three topmost students will get Hajj and Umrah tickets. And there are some visitor scholars, inshallah they will visit off and on. So this is planning. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us an opportunity. There is no problem of finances. There are many people who come forward and they can do help us. Alhamdulillah. Allah puts in their mind, they come. As for this masjid, I did not ask anyone but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For many years, while in Medina, Makkah, Masjid al-Nabi Haram, or Medina to Masjid, from halal sources, Allah fulfilled this prayer. Only based on one khutbah in main center, Allah brought a person who said, Alhamdulillah, all Masjid. Allah can bring another person to fulfill this prayer, but Alhamdulillah, it is already promised by Al-Fadu Foundation that they will bear the expenses. At least $15,000 per month. But no one is restricted from joining them. This is only for Allah. Not for having head on my head, not my for name or fame. Only for Allah. For the cause of Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to march forward to propagate Islam and to save our children as well as other people's children. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المؤمنين والمؤمنات إنه تعالى جواد كريم مالك بر الورد الرؤوف الرحيم. I am looking for people standing outside. I will request to all of you please move forward. Fill up the gas. Fill up the gas and come closer. Our outside yard is wet, otherwise we could have arranged over there. So move forward, please together. This room is Alhamdulillah
يذكركم.